Hello, this is Isaac of Nineveh, again with another edition of Hot Wind from the Desert. And today I just want to talk briefly about something I've experienced in my life, but I haven't quite been able to put my finger on it, but I hope by talking about it I'll be able to open up a conversation and get some of your ideas and some of your opinions out there. There seems to be this idea that if you don't do what God told you to do, He's going to quit talking to you. Okay? This is the idea that I grew up on. This is the idea that I had. God speaks once. He doesn't waste His words. If you don't do it, then He's not going to talk to you again about it. And that you can even get to a place where He doesn't talk to you at all because of your refusal to be obedient into one area of your life, into one thing in your life where you didn't do what He told you to do, so He's going to quit talking to you. And, you know, though this sounds like the paradigm that we receive from our parents or from relationships in life or maybe even from a religious paradigm, this does not really sit well with me. And it doesn't sit well with me because I don't really feel that it's that true because, and I'll explain, what enables us to be obedient to the Lord anyway? And the only thing that I can vaguely even think of is the only thing that enables us to be obedient to the Lord is His Spirit living inside of us. What activates that Spirit is His voice. His voice activates and enables us to be obedient to what He tells us. So let's say by some act of the will, you say, okay, I'm not going to do that. Okay, fine, Lord, You told me to do that, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Does this mean He's going to be quiet and He's not going to talk to you anymore? That doesn't make any sense. That's like a plant going, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to bear fruit. Well, what does the parable say? He kept digging around it and fertilizing it and all of this stuff. He kept on. I believe that He will continue to speak to you. He will continue to talk to you, maybe in other areas of your life, because He knows that His voice imparts the grace to be obedient. And eventually, if you're open to hearing His voice in other areas of your life, then that will seep in. It'll seep into that hardened area of your life where you've said, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to do it. I don't care. But if you're open to other things in your life, eventually He knows that it's going to seep in and it's going to make the difference and it's going to open you up and you're finally going to do, enabled by His voice, what He was asking you to do to begin with. Now, this is the thing, is that oftentimes we immediately recoil and buck against what God says He asks us to do. And if we fall into the paradigm that, well, He's not going, I better do it because He's not going to talk to me anymore. He's not going to use me anymore. He's not going to work with me anymore. If I don't do it, if we do that, then we're doing it out of fear. We're not doing it from love. And perfect love casts out all fear because fear involves torment of punishment. Right? So, okay, He's going to punish me by drawing away relationally if I don't do what He says to do. That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't make a lick of sense. Like, if my son doesn't do something that I ask him to do, like I'm going to break the relationship, like I'm going to quit talking to him, like I'm going to say, okay, well, until you do that, I'm not going to talk to you. What kind of sick father would do that? What kind of sick parent would do that? Why do we put that upon the Lord? That He would break relational communication with us. His communication is life. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If He quits talking to us, we are going to die. I don't know why I've carried this thing for so long, but I feel like the Lord is setting me free. That He has set me free from this and is setting me free from it. The idea that, okay, well, I didn't do what the Lord's going to do, so not talking to me, how is that going to make me do it? How is that going to get me to do it? Where am I going to get the grace to be obedient to the supernatural call of God? Where is that going to come from? How am I going to get that? Am I going to go find it somewhere else? Because the Lord's not talking to me anymore, so where am I going to get it? Where is it going to come from? I think this is the key to the heart of Jesus. This is the key to the heart of David that you see in the Old Testament. It's the key to Moses. It was the key to Abraham. Is that they didn't back away from the presence of God because they thought that He wasn't going to talk to them because they're disobedient in some area of their life. God works in our sin, through our sin, with our sin. He works with us in all of the ugly particulars of our life. He does not just pull away every time there's one little thing. And why do we get so hung up on the idea that, okay, I was disobedient in this one thing in my life, therefore God's not going to talk to me anymore? Hello, how much of the other stuff that you don't consciously know that you're disobedient in, or all the other past stuff that you have, is it not all the same? And is His love towards us predicated upon our obedience? If it's predicated upon our obedience, it is work and it's not grace anymore. It's not grace. It says love bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, but it pulls away when you don't do what I ask you to do. Oh, okay, well, wait a second. Hang on. That's not what it says. That is not what it says. Now, I am not talking about being disobedient to the Lord. What I'm talking about is how can we be more obedient to the Lord? And I am imploring you, I'm exhorting you. I feel like this is a prophetic message. I'm imploring you that if there's some area in your life that you feel disobedient to the Lord, go near the Lord. Get closer to Him. Hear His voice. Have it come stronger in your life. Pursue prophetic revelation. Listen even harder. Say, Lord, you know what? I cannot do that at this point in my life. I can't do it. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I can't do it. I can't do it. Let this cup pass from me. I can't do it. And then pursue Him even harder. Be honest and pursue Him harder. Do not fall to, my listeners, I'm pleading you. I feel like the Lord has put this in my heart. I'm pleading with you. Don't fall into the trap, the satanic trap of, I can't hear from the Lord until I've done what He told me to do. He is talking. He is the voice that is above all voices. He is the word that imparts life. Get closer to Him. If there's something that you cannot do in obedience to the Lord, draw nearer to Him. Drawing away from Him is not going to work. It is not going to enable you to do what He asked you to do in the first place. It is a crazy idea to think that I can distance myself from the Lord, or that He distances Himself from me because I didn't do what He asked me to do. And so now I'm going to have to just figure it out on my own, get all my crap together, and then go back to Him and say, look, okay, I did it. What kind of craziness is that? I'll tell you what it is. It's religion. That's what it is. Jesus wants us so close to Him that we can mess up in front of Him, that we can say no to Him and still be in relationship with Him. Because eventually He knows that His voice will produce the desired results. He doesn't have to be insecure and say, you know what, I don't know, I sure hope that, if we pull away, then we're not going to be obedient to anything. What if He tells us something else? What if He says, well, I was going to see if you're obedient to that first, but now you're over there working on that, but you're not listening to the second thing that I'm telling you? It's ludicrous. So brothers and sisters out there listening to my podcast, this is key that we get this. This is key, and I think it'll save a lot of stress in your life. Get close to God. Get close to the Lord. Hear His voice. It's okay to go to the Lord and say, you know what? I want to hear from you, but I don't want to hear from you about that right now. I can't handle it. I can't take it. Would we not do the same with any other relationship in our life? Why do we still approach Him as if He's some kind of far and distant deity that deserves that we have to just obey, 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 and He never wants to hear our heart on the matter? How is our hearts going to be transformed if we're not open and honest with Him? So I implore you, listeners, if there's some area in your life that the Lord is dealing with you, and there is an area in my life that the Lord is dealing with me, and at this point in my life, I do not feel like I can really step up and do it. I can't take it. I can't do it right now. But I'm not going to draw away from the Lord, because I know that if I want to have breakthrough in this area, I still have to hear His voice. I'm going to pursue Him even more. I'm going to find Him, follow Him even harder, and I know that the grace will come to do this other thing. Most of the time, what the Lord tells us to do is not that difficult. And when it is that difficult, it's because we can't do it. And we can't do it because it's something the Lord told us. Because He is a supernatural God, and He wants to work supernaturally. And so we can't do it. That's why we have to hear His voice. His voice will give us the life and the grace. This is Isaac Nineveh, signing off.